This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today's day two of the Republican National Convention. Donald Trump now officially the Republican nominee for president.
Former President Donald Trump brought the crowd to life on Monday, entering the Fiserv Forum with a bandaged ear after his injury during an assassination attempt on Saturday. Trump named Ohio Senator and hillbilly effigy author J.D. Vance as his running mate.
Russia would not have invaded Ukraine if Donald Trump had been president.
In an interview for Fox News Channel's Hannity, Vance says he admires Trump's approach to foreign policy.
You don't commit America's troops unless you really have to, but when you do, you punch and you punch hard.
RNC organizers say immigration and crime are the featured topics. Speakers are expected to include former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and family members of people murdered by immigrants who were in the U.S. illegally. Vance speaks Wednesday and former President Trump speaks Thursday. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden's wooing black voters, speaking today at the NAACP convention in Las Vegas, where, by the way, it's going to be 109 degrees today. Millions of Americans are sweating in blistering heat across much of the nation today.
National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says expect the intense heat to continue today.
We're expecting temperatures today to reach near records to record-breaking all the way from the Northeast, southern New England, down through the Mid-Atlantic into portions of the Southeast today.
Over the weekend in Utah, three hikers died in state and national parks in cases authorities believe were heat-related. I'm Donna Warder.
Tonight, Texas will execute a man convicted of killing an 85-year-old woman in 1998 as he tried to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars she had hidden in her home, say authorities. Experts are warning you to be aware of scams on this Amazon Prime Day. Phony emails, look-alike websites. This is AP News. Brutal weather in Afghanistan is killing people.
People pray in Nangarhar province after heavy rains in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 40 people, with hundreds injured. Karula Khan, a victim's neighbor, says there was a storm and rainfall together yesterday. This house collapsed on the people. 15 were living there. 7 of them died. A spokesperson for the Public Health Ministry says over 300 injured people have been brought for treatment to the regional hospital in Nangarhar from Jalalabad. About 400 houses and dozens of electricity poles were destroyed across the province, and power was cut in many areas of the provincial capital. Separately, the official Taliban news agency reported that people died and dozens injured when a bus overturned on a main highway. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.